Tollway, Northwest London. Wednesday, Yud Aleph Elul, the 7th of September. Rav Yosef Chaim Mimran Shlita. Sukkos, Shalos, and Shuvos.
Good morning, everyone. It's always a pleasure to be back here and start the day of Tollway here in London. We're going to talk about a few shilas, which was really nogea to me. Work through them, and I want to share them with you. You let me know what you think. Okay, so we're talking about Sukkos over here. Now, for me, the most challenging part of Sukkos is buying an esrog. Buying an esrog on Sukkos is so challenging. You know, everything else is more or less straightforward. When you come to an esrog, there's so many different shilas, so many different halachas. You know, the color is very important, the shape's important, all these different shilas. And, you know, one of the most important shilas is whether it is mulkav or ain't a mulkav. That's always going in the back of your head. That's what we try to get, obviously, the best type of heksher. But, you know, once upon a time, you know, heksherim weren't around. And they had to find out, you know, the esrogim weren't so, you know, so motzoi. So how do you go about finding an esrog? And finding an esrog is not a problem. You know, we want to try to find an esrog which is mehuda. How do you find an esrog which is mehuda? So Rav Chaim, Kiyadua Mefusim, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had the following etza, how to find an esrog mehuda, even though it's not motzoi. So as everybody knows, what he would do, he would take two esrogim, not one. He would take, obviously, a vadai kosher esrog, but it wasn't mehuda. Very ugly, either color or whatever. Then he would find a very, very mehuda dika esrog, but it was a safek morkov. It was a safek morkov. So what he did was the following. This is the cheshbon. He didn't take the vadai kosher first and shake with it, because then he would be yoy to the mitzvah. So what he did was, he took the safek morkov, the other gimel minim, shook it, made a bracha, shook it, even though it was besafik. He put it down, and then he quickly picked up the vade kosher esrog with the other gimel minim, and shook it. And he was yoytze mimonav shah. So if the first time he shook it, the safik mokov, it was taka a vade kosher esrog, beautiful. He's shaking with a vade kosher esrog, mohuda, and he's yoytze. But at tzad that it's mokov, he has das that whatever he shook, the esrog was a lemon. And what he's actually, the bracha is going to be chal on the second shaking.
Sorry? Is it not a
half circuit? Good question. We'll get to that in a minute. Well, he had to shake, you know. So, okay, good question. We'll get back to that. Okay, so that's what Rav Chaim, and that's a minig by, you know, a large part of Klal Yisrael, and you see them, and they've expanded that minig to take like 8 or 9 different esrogim, badats, Moroccan, you know, Tamani, and they're shaking away there for 25 minutes just to make sure the yoytze, make sure this is not mukam, this is all the alamilas they want, alamilas. Good. Now, what I want to discuss with you is all the problems with this type of mahal. And this is something I found in the poskim. So first of all, we have to understand that what's Rav Chaim trying to gain over here? Well, Rav Chaim's trying to gain over here is an inin in hiddur. Hiddur mitzvah. Now, hiddur mitzvah, we know it's from a pasuk, zekheli v'ambehu. So what exactly bidiyuk is the mitzvah zekheli v'ambehu? It's to beautify, it's anin, to beautify the mitzvah. But you'll be very surprised to understand there's a different type to hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah, according to various Gemaras and Chazal, means something a little bit different than just beautifying the mitzvah. It means to do the mitzvah mina mufchach. There's different lashonis in Chazal, zekheli v'ambehu, mitzvah mina mufchach. Mitzvah. What does that mean exactly? That means, we'll bring rice for this, the yesod is that you have to approach the mitzvah in the most lechatchila dika way. Not b'di'evit, lechatchila. If that's the taich in hiddur mitzvah, let's think about what is Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that's out. What was he trying to achieve? He was trying to achieve trying to get a chefsa, which is mehuda. But the way he's approaching it is very b'di'evit, isn't it? He's making a bracha on a Suffolk Mokov. Now that sounds lechatchila. Does that sound like a mitzvah min a mufchav? No. So bechlav, just the approach to the mitzvah, you're trying to gain a mitzvah min a mufchav, but it doesn't sound like it at all. Okay, let's bring a few guys. So let's see the Gemara in Pesachim, Lamashal. Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. Arvi Pesachim. So, lo lechol, you're not allowed to eat Samar Chamincha. Erev Pesach, kedei lechol, it's a mitzvah's matzahs betavon. Right? You have to make sure you don't eat, to give yourself quite a few hours, in order when you come to the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, is betavon. Says Rashi, Mishum Zekeli Vehbehu. It's a Sandra Rashi. What does it have to do with what? What does it have to do with beauty? Are you making the matzah more beautiful? What does it have to do with zekeh levandu? The pshat is that's not taich. That's not the only taich in zekeh levandu. The taich is that you have to prepare yourself. Come into Pesach hungry, and therefore, when you eat the matzah, that's a mitzvah mina mufcha. Number one. Number two. Another gemara, Sukkot. The gemara says liki chatama. You have to take the dalet minim all in one go. Says Rashi again, Zekeli Vavehu. What's that to do with Zekeli Vavehu? You're making it beautiful by shaking like that? I would think the opposite. I would think that if you take each one separately, you take you have to squash the arovas together, the adasim together. It doesn't look pretty at all. Better to take them separately and shake each min, which is mutal b'diavah. You could shake each one. I would say that's more of a Zekeli Vavehu, like a mitzvah. No. Rashi says, the Gemara says you have to take it l'kicha, one go. That means when you approach the mitzvah, you have to show chibub mitzvah. You have to take them all together and shake them to Hashem. That's called mitzvah min mufchav. Number three, there's a Gemara Gittin Yud Aleph Amud Beis that talks about writing a get, ksav al gav ksav. That means the story is like this. A person wrote a get with beautiful handwriting, l'chol, mamash beautiful. Unfortunately, he forgot to mechaven l'shem Hashem. The Gemara says it's no good. He writes it again, but he writes it on top of the ksav, the original ksav. He managed to make it a still beautiful writing on this getz. The Gemara says lo mehani. Why not lo mehani? Because shteit zekeli v'anvehu. Zekeli v'anvehu. Why is this not zekeli v'anvehu? The writing's beautiful. It looks beautiful on the outside. The answer is because he approached the mitzvah. Shalom l'shem shamayim, that approach to doing a mitzvah, that's not lechatchila. You don't write a get twice over on the same tzav, that's not lechatchila. That's it. You see, so we see there the taich in zekeinu ve'aveihu means you have to approach a mitzvah in a chatchila dikaveg. So again, going back to Rav Chaim's mahaloch over here, he's trying to shake the dalet minim in the most mahut dikaveg. But you're taking a safek esrog, okay, and you're making a bracha. Again, that is not l'chatchila. Elama, you have to learn a different shot. You have to learn as well. You have to say, well, we have to clear a chakir really bad in hidu mitzvah. Is a hidu mitzvah a gavra dike mitzvah or is a chefza dike mitzvah? Meaning like this. Do we say the mitzvah of hidu mitzvah is on you? You have to make sure that you do the mitzvah in a hidu dike way. Or no, the hidu mitzvah is on the chefza. On the chefza, and here would be on the esrog, right? That means you have to ensure that you're doing it with an esrog, which is mohudu. And that's what Rav Chaim was doing. He was doing this patent in order to get a chefza, which is mohudu. But if you learn like us, we're learning it's a gavra dika mitzvah, you have to approach it, the mensch has to ensure that he's doing this in the chatchil l'tikavik, it doesn't work. So you have to say, Rav Chaim's learning, Taich in Hidu Mitzvah, it's a Chefza Dika Mitzvah. Okay.
If the Hidu Mitzvah is a Gavra Dika,
yeah.
And for everybody else, they should be able to decide what's more good for them. Some like brown or some like green.
And a Chanami, yeah. Those are the state.
It says it to
the
priest. It says it to the priest.
So
it's not on me, it's not on me.
No, it depends. You decide. For you, what something's beautiful could be something not so beautiful for somebody else.
If I like a lemon,
there's gidres, there's a gedder to the halacha, there's rules to the halacha, but the beauty shabot, the hidu shabot, that's up to you.
Have a silver box, is it better than having a cardboard box?
No, it's
not. Yes, it was the
same answer. Obviously a silver box is better. There is yes and no, there's a gray area. That gray area, you get to choose what you think is beautiful. But I'll tell you,
the point with the box is correct, because there's no mitzvah in the box.
Yeah.
It's the hiddush for you then. There's no mitzvah in the chepes in the box at all. Mm-hmm. So it must be hiddush on you.
It's both. You're right.
It's really both. It depends what you put the dog in. I just quoted three gemaras that seems to be noite that it's more of a gavradike approach towards the mitzvah. But in Echlam, we find proofs the other way around that it's on the cheftza, not on the gavra.
So the silver box doesn't make the esek nicer.
No, that again, he says it's not really part of this, that's just a muscle. But let me continue, you'll see where I'm going with this. But let me ask you a more difficult problem with this Mahalik of Rav Chaim. So I know a lot of people do this, so I thought maybe we'd discuss this, and you see that it's Nish Pashut Bechlam. So, like I said, we said there's a mitzvah Likichatama. You have to take all four meaning all together. Now, let's make the Cheshbon again, right? So we have two Esrogim on the table. The one to the right is a Suffolk Esrog, meaning we don't know, maybe it's a lemon, maybe it's a Mehudadika Esrog, right? It's a Suffolk Mokum. The one on the left is a kosher Esrog, but it's not Mehudad. So I'm going to take the Suffolk Esrog and with the Gimel Minim, and I'm going to shake it, right? After I make the Brocha. I put it down, and then I take the Vada kosher, just Almanaz, just Al-Tanai, that this is not kosher, the first one. But what happened right now? If we make a cheshbon, you were alitzad that it's a suffix, alitzad that it's posel, the first esrog. You shook three meaning, not four. Right? We all agree to that? You put down the esrog, and then you pick up the kosher one. You're shaking how many?
Four.
One. You're already yoitz of the three. You see what's going on right here?
Make the tonight before.
If you're making the tanai on the esrog, right? That's what you're doing, right? You're taking the suffix esrog, and you say, it's on the tanai that it's kosher, then I want the bracha to be chal on this esrog. It's a mehudadik esrog. Al etzad that it's a mukav, I don't want the bracha to be chal on the esrog, because it's a lemon. I'm going to take a kosher, I want on the second esrog. But the problem is, you've been already on the first lekicha, you've already been yotze the three minim. And then when you put it down, you take the kosher esrog, you only yotzi the esrog because already been yotzi the first lekicha. You follow what I'm saying over here? You see that it's shalok esidra. This is not called a lekicha tama. Lekicha tama means you have to take all four meaning on one go, make one bracha, and you yotzi. Not the shtickle that you yotzi the first lekicha, just the three meaning because it's a mokav, and then you take the second lekicha, you only yoytze the esrog and not the gimel meaning. That's shalok esidra. That's a problem over there. More problematic with this is that there's a bir alof and tav reish nun dalet that talks about a musik called bal tigra. Bal tigra. We know bal toisif. You're adding. You can't shake with two lalovim, two esrogim. But you cannot also shake with left. You can't mechaven l'shem mitzvahs dalit minim and take three minim. That's called bal tigra. You're doing less than the mitzvah. That's a major problem. So you have to say, like the gentleman said in the back over there, you have to say that you have to mechaven not only in the esrog, on all four minim. And it's sad that it's take a mukav dike esrog. I don't want to be yoytzi any of the gimel minim. And then I shake again. I want to be yoytzi with all of it. Therefore, that's the best etzah. So you have to know how to mechaven in this if you're going to do this. But another problem is what you mentioned earlier on, hefsek. That's a problem. Because you're making a bracha, again, you're shaking twice. The first time you're shaking could be, it's mamish bracha levatol. It could be that you're shaking a lemon and a stick, right? It's sad that it's mokav, the shaking, you don't want that to be a shem mitzvah. But it takes you 2 minutes. Let's say, lamazagi, you know, tzavon dogon, you know, it takes you a little bit of time. You're putting it down, and then you're picking up another esrog, and again the gimel minim. That's a hefsek.
And we know the Rambam. It's all within.
No, it's not, because the first thing you shook was a lemon and a stick. You know, al etzad that it's gornish veld, it's mukav. Then the brachas it's not chal on that bechlal. So what are you doing? Nothing. I'm just shaking my hands. You're doing that for 2 minutes now. And the Rambam says klal in birkas of mitzvahs, as opposed to birkas of ninim. There's a mitzvah in a muvcha to do it samach le mitzvah. Brocha, and then samach le brocha has to be lemaisa mitzvah. Straight away, take it. We know that. And what's this person doing? So, again, does this sound like a chatchil dika vague to approach a mitzvah? Versteht what he's trying to do, right? Rav Chaim's trying to do a mitzvah min a mufra. He can't find one. If he could find one, Esrog, Muhuda, Alamayla is Gevaltik. But he can't find. So he's doing this patent. But this patent is leading you to various fakers and problems, which is not Muhuda. That's the kasha. That's the main kasha we have on Rav Chaim. So you have to say that he made a cheshbon. He made a cheshbon. What's more choshev? To get it to a suffix. A suffix hefsik, because out of time it is mokov, you're making hefsik, or efshir, you're going to gain a mile of hiddur. So if this is according to Rav Chaim, his cheshbon was, it's more important to try to get a hiddur in this mitzvah of dalet meaning than maybe possibly getting a hefsik and doing this b'diavad. You hear the problem over here. I'm not saying this is the best ma'alim, but this is obviously the mindset of Rav Chaim is not poshu b'chalal, and it's kedai not to get into this whole patent, even though thousands and thousands of people try to do this, but it's getting into a mamish a very bidyevik a situation which is not poshu b'chalal. Okay, so I just want to mention that anybody wants to try this etzah, that they should think maybe twice, try to get mamish pay a little bit more, trying to get one esrog with all the hiddens. Okay, next shayla. I want to talk about a shayla uvda die. All right, shayla. I had this shayla that came to me. It was Hoshana Rabba. Hoshana Rabba. We know that we take five arovas after davening, clap it on the floor, right? It's a mitzvah of Hoshanas. Somebody came after me. Came to me after I banged it on the floor, and they asked me. They totally forgot to bring the Hoshana's thing. They forgot to buy. Forgot what he said exactly. Can he use my arovas to clap on the floor after I already used them? You ever hear such a shayla? I haven't found this shayla written anywhere, except one place. But it was interesting. He caught me off guard. I didn't know. So do we say no? Once I've done the mitzvah, it becomes posel. It becomes posel le'achar. I've done the mitzvah. Finish. What are you going to shake? You're shaking nothing. I've done the mitzvah with this chefza shel mitzvah. It's no longer chefza shel mitzvah. Or do we say no? Efshir, it's no worse than the dalet minin themselves. The dalet minin is you can lend it out to thousands of people. Almanas le'achzir. Often you come to a shul that the gabbai comes along and gives it to Yenim, and Yenim, Yenim. Everybody shakes with one mehudadik set of esrog that shul buys to make sure that everybody's yours, everybody has, even though they kind of...
Can you use kapudas twice?
How are you comparing Hoshanos with all of an esrog? Hoshanos is just a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. Listen. The same gemaras that bring up lulav esrog, the same shulchan aruch that brings down lulav esrog brings down hashanas. All right, it's the same. Has the same dinner. It's a minute.
On the same level as lulav esrog.
Okay, well that's the shayla. That's the shayla. The shayla is: can we use? Can we borrow somebody's hashanas after they've done the mitzvah, like we would do, like the dalet minim? Or no, it's different. Like he wants to say, it's completely different. Yeah, that's the shayla. So,
what's the mitzvah? To clap the shanis or to have shanis?
No.
Very good question.
It's a good question. It's not a question. There's not much written about a shayla. The Bema says, that's the shayla. But, let's talk about the mitzvah of clapping and the ganzes out. The ganzes out. So, we have to understand, we have to mark it with the kasha. Listen to this kasha. The kasha is, we know there's a klal in Shas. Klal in Shas says, Nasa mitzvotum sharia be'anon. Once you do a mitzvah with a chayfetz, it's pocket the kedusha. That's it. Chad pami. Nasa mitzvotum sharia be'anon. You can take that chayfetz, it's muta be'anon, you can throw it on fire, you can do whatever you want. It's a klal fine. Kama v'kama rise with for this. Mitzad acher, we have another mutzig that's called migo. Migo dit kotze ben ashmoshes, kotze kuluyom. Well, what does that mean? Why would Chazal say, this chefza shel mitzvah, you've already been mekayem your mitzvah, but nevertheless, the entire day it's still muksa. You can only use it for a mitzvah, you can't do anything else. It's also ba'no. It's muksa le mitzvah. Oh, maybe somebody else can use it. Maybe somebody else can use it. So somebody who hasn't done the mitzvah, say that you shook your lulav and esrog, right? You've done the mitzvah, it's finished. It's the last day, that's it. It nevertheless, it's also the entire day. You can only use it for this mitzvah. Somebody else can use it. That's the pshat in muksim machamas mitzvah. Migodi, it's katsik, benishmas, kulo yuma. So what do we, so therefore, it's a raya that I can lend out my esrog, my lulav and esrog to anybody, because it's still royal mitzvah, kol hayom. That's why it's muksim machamas mitzvah. What about Hoshanas? Are Hoshanas muksvah limitzvahs a kol hayom or not? Right? Shana Rabba, I got up early, we dab in, clap. Is it mutabah or not? It's clear, poshut shah. Is it mutabah? Can I just throw it out in the bin? It's not my mitzvah.
What's just throw it on the top of the
Okay, that's not my minute. I'm saying, but can you take that really theoretically and just throw it out, you know? Once we say nasa mitzvah shahim, no, you can do anything with it. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Samach Dalet, Machabes is more foolish, that it's, we say, Mukse by Hoshanas. Mukse by Hoshanas, that Mukse, the Banish Mashut, it's Mukse Koloyum. Vice versa, that somebody else, it's Mukse Mitzvah, so that means somebody else can still use it, still has that Kedusha, Mitzvah, the Kedushas of Mitzvah to use it. Abazoi, it's Poshit, somebody else can use it. It's muksa machamatz mitzvah. It has the chefs has a shem mitzvah on it. Right? The problem is the Gemara in. Sorry?
Hasn't got the hitter that you're supposed to have for the Hoshanas, because the Hoshanas is supposed to be complete.
That was the previous Shaila, how to get a hitter. I'm talking about basic, this guy forgot his Hoshanas at home. Or he didn't have one. Right? So he wants to either be Yoitze or not Yoitze, you know? So he wants to be Yoitze. Yeah, Erechanami, you're right. It's not Mehudu. A few leaves fell off. It's not the best thing to do, but it's best to buy your own. And Takadash or Minig, everybody buys their own. And the Noshim, the Ketanim, or Mahadil like this. But the truth is, according to what we're saying over here, you could just buy one, give it to the ganze Mishpacha, all your children, your wife, your kids, one Hoshanas. You know how much money I just saved you? And then you just clap once and you just pass it along. Yeah? But the problem is the Gemara, the actual Mishnah in Me'ilah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, talks about the Makor. There's two Makor, one in Sukkah and one in Me'ilah. Talks about what did they do in the Mikdash exactly? So something called Zekifa. The Hainu, they don't do what we did. You know? They do. They did the Hakafas around the Mizbeach, and then they threw their Arabas on top of the Mizbeach. Then the Gemara says Nasim Mitzvotim Shari Abano. That's it. The mitzvah is done. You can take those rovas and do whatever you want. The Sharabah mitzvah. There's no more kedusha. You cannot shake again with those. You can't do zakifa. The man says, "En zakifa, acha zakifa." Obazoi, we don't do zakifa. We don't have a mizbeach, right? We don't throw them up. We tap on the ground. So we should say "En chabita" after chabita. Right? So chabit v'lo varich. We should, right? You say that as well. Chabit chabit v'lo varich. You shouldn't be able to do another chabata on the ground. Because nasa mitzvotzer shari ba'ano. So you understand the complication over here. If you look, if Chazal tells us it's mukse kol hayom, that means it's rui le mitzvah le acher. You can give it to somebody else because it's cheftosh. Mashiach, the makor of the whole Hashanahs is from the Gemara Me'ilah. Gemara Me'ilah says ein zikifa acher zikifa. That's the issue over here.
Why something
Shari Bano means that there's no more Kedusha in it.
So you don't have to give it Kedusha?
No, it has to. In order to do a mitzvah with a chefza, the chefza has to be Kodesh, has to be a chefza shel mitzvah.
You don't have to.
You're not making bro an echanami, but it's you. Why don't you just take a mop or take a stick and hit it 3 or 5 times on the floor? We're told you have to take Hoshanas, you have to take a rovers. There's a tzura to the mitzvah, there's halachas.
Huh?
Oh, that's an Ariza. Be'etzem, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say like the Ariza. Ariza tells you have to take 5. He says, the Mechaber says you can take one. One Hoshanah. One Hoshanah with one leaf. As long as it's a... A goat limb has to be 30 centimeters, but that's really the mitzvah. So you have to say that Bechlal, I think the way he was starting, it's not, you can't compare it at all to what they did in the Mikdash and what we're doing now. What we're doing now is Ke'en did in the Mikdash, right? We're doing Minig and Nevi'im. It's called Minig and Nevi'im. Minig and Nevi'im is just copycatting what they did in the Mikdash. So in the Mikdash, when you nase mitzvoso, when you're actually doing the mitzvah kitzur also in the Mikdash, then you can say the Kedusha is pokat. You've done the mitzvah, the chefzer, that's it. There's no more Kedusha. Masha enkein. What we're doing, we're not doing nase mitzvoso. We're not doing nase mitzvoso. And therefore, if we're not doing nase mitzvoso, therefore the Kedusha is still chal on this. It continues. That's why we say migo. Migo. You hear what I'm saying? And you see that because there's so many differences in the halachas. We don't do zakifa, we do chabota, we take five bodim. For us, it's so many differences in the halachas. For example, for us, it's also begezel. It has to be lachem. Even though you ask for shoes from a goy, it starts to be lachem. In the mikdash, gozel is besein the gomen. You could do the mitzvah of shanas with the gozel. So there's so many differences, discrepancies between what they did in the mikdash and what we're doing. So you can't compare it. So all the way, it comes out though. Therefore, since we'd say migo de kotzu ben shmoshet, it would be mutter kol hayom for somebody else to take these rovas. So that is the halacha velo lamai. So let me just finish off with a little story. There was once an amazing story. I love this story of Chaim Oizer. Chaim Oizer was walking home from shul one day. Talking about Sukkot, right? On Sukkot, he was walking home, and it's very cold. It's starting to snow, and he sees a yid looking around. Obviously, this yid wants to be invited. He invites the yid, says, "Why don't you come with me? Let's eat in the sukkah, kind of mitzvah." They've all think the yid's so happy. They're walking. They finally get to the home. They come inside the house, Rav Chaim's house, Chaim Oiz's house, and Rav Chaim looks outside and he sees it starting to really come down, the snow, and the temperatures are dropping. And he turns around to his wife and the guest. He says, "Listen, ich bin potter. Ich bin mitstare, I'm mamish mitstare, I'm potter in the sukkah. Slicha, I can't go into the sukkah." And the guest doesn't know, he just spent a half an hour walking with him. He thought for sure he's going to carry this great mitzvah. And he finds out that he's not going to do it. So he told Rav Chaim, "I'm not going to let go of this mitzvah. I'm not mitzvah." He says, "Oh, if you're not mitzvah, you're mukhiv in the sukkah. You have to eat in the sukkah." So this poor guest, the Rav Chaim Oizer told his wife and his kid, prepare this a nice meal for him in the sukkah. And I can't go. Have you heard the story? And the guest sat in the sukkah. 5 minutes later, you hear a knock on the sukkah door. Who is it? Rav Chaim Oizer. And the guest says, what do you mean? You said you're potter from the sukkah. The Gemara says, how does it head yet? You know what I mean? You can't just sit in the sukkah if you're potter. Nishposhim. And the Rav Chaim says a beautiful vault. He says that, En chanami, mitzvah is potter min a sukkah, but mitzvah is not potter mishar mitzvahs. I have a mitzvah in front of me, hachnasas ochim. What does one have to do with the other one? The godless of Rav Chaim. Wishing everybody a great morning. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Shaya, very nice. Sorry, the guest is inviting more shayas to say,
yeah?
Yeah.
Come again. Thank you. Good.